Always a pleasure to speak with my next guests. We call this segment our Partnering to End Homelessness, talking about how, we're looking to end this. And if not, what happens on the way? We're going to talk about how agencies who serve the homeless population are closely working with the Grand Rapids Police Department. Let me do the introductions. Adrian Goodstall, Vice President of Programs with Mel Trotter Ministries. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And then we've got men in uniform in the house.
We do.
Yes, good. Sergeant Richard Atha with the Grand Rapids Police Department. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Officer Brian Grooms, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I always like to ask the question, see if I'm going 60 miles per hour. Am I still going over the speed limit in the 55 mile per hour zone?
You're correct.
Okay. I'll follow the rules. Appreciate you both, and thank you for your service. Adrian, we have another very important topic to talk about. Can you remind us of this conversation?
Yeah, you know, every month we just really find the importance to highlight how Mel Trotter and other agencies that are working to end homelessness cannot do it without the partnerships of other community agencies and departments such as the Grand Rapids Police Department. And they have just, they're an integral part of what we do in the Heartside community, being the community liaison officers. And recently, over the last year, they've got some central location there, and I'll let them kind of talk about that. But it's just really important for us to know that we can count on Grand Rapids Police Department to help us in those efforts.
Sergeant Atha, tell us about your beat.
We are in what is called the Central Service Area of Grand Rapids, and that would be downtown. We concentrate primarily on the Heartside area and establishing relations with people that live, work, and play in the Heartside area downtown.
Officer Grooms, why is it important to have Grand Rapids Police Department to have you as a Heartside community liaison?
Well, I've noticed there's just a great need for partnership. There's so many different organizations, and these organizations are there to help the people who need the help, but also our job is not only to be there for those folks, but also the citizens who live down there, who flourish down there, who work down there. And it's a challenge. It's a growing pain challenge as well, because city's growing so fast, and it's causing change, good change. And we're there to help guide things in the right direction. So
obviously, Sergeant Atha, you are making a conscious effort to build community in the area?
Yes, we are. We're networking. We're trying to get people the right direction that they need to go, from any question as to where's the subway is, to where is Mel Trotter's, where can I find a meal, where can I spend the night if I'm out in the cold.
Yes. Adrian, from Mel Trotter's perspective, tell us how this close relationship with our police department helps your work.
Yeah, I mean, over the years, we have just really been able to deepen the relationships that we have with the community liaison officers, because they are so present and they really have the heart for working with the population that we serve. So those that are experiencing homelessness, really, you know, what does it mean when you come across somebody who is having some mental health issues and you know that it's not appropriate for them to go to jail? So we have the community liaison officers that recognize that and that are equipped and skilled to work with the population that we serve to kind of help de-escalate things if needed, but then also to help bring people into safety. So with these cold winter months that we have right now, it's important for us to be able to count on our community liaison officers while they're out walking and patrolling the Heartside area to bring people in out of the elements. And so that's just been a huge blessing for us. And then really also to making sure that our guests have a trusting relationships with the police officers, and that's key to having community liaison officers in the area to build some of those trusting relationships.
Officer Grooms, and Atha, it's cold out. What can we do when we see someone who's homeless and, let's just say, in need of help, and perhaps they don't want our help?
Well, there's plenty of times where we try our best to make contact with folks, and they may just be fine where they're at, or they may feel that way. there may be other reasons why they're not seeking the help that's out there. There's lots of organizations downtown that can help. And that's where we come into play. We try to connect them with the right place to stay warm, where the warming centers are, where they can get their meals. But then, you know, we also have contact with the folks that just don't want that help. And sometimes, you know, if let's say they have some substance abuse, and you may have seen someone laying on the sidewalk if you've visited here or there, you know, and we'll go check on their welfare. We'll make sure they're okay. If they're not able to get up and talk to us, and if they're not able to care for themselves, then we'll reach out to our partners like Mel's, who may have a PI center where we can take them, where a nurse can monitor them, and we know they're getting the right care and they're not out there freezing to death.
Can you add to that?
If you do happen to see this somewhere, you are more than welcome to give the police department a call on the non-emergency number. And we will, like Brian said, we will go out. We'll do a welfare check on them, you know, to see what services we can provide to them in conjunction with Mel Trotter.
So I imagine, I mean, where would, if I ask the question, where would the homeless population be without organizations like Mel Trotter Ministries? Again, big staple in our own backyard, yes?
Well, if it weren't for the good people that are out there, there would be probably, unfortunately, more deaths every year. And that goes for not just the cold, but also the opiate problems and a lot of the other issues that we're fighting out there. And I personally have been involved with trying to network a lot of these agencies together, along with the United Way and 2-in-1, to get out a little brochure handout that we can give to folks that, hey, if you're hungry on this day of the week, this time of the day, here's where you can go get a great meal. This is where you can go stay warm. This is where you can get drug help. This is where you can get somewhere dry to stay for the night. So we're out there constantly looking for the people that also need the need, but also being there to serve the people that are down there working, or maybe there's someone that's been panhandling a lot in a certain area, and it just doesn't seem right. You know, we talk to these people every day, so we're there to try to make people feel more comfortable as they're walking to and from work in their homes, but also being there for people who need us.
Question for you all, Adrian including. I mean, what do you say to someone who thinks Heartside homeless agencies are dangerous places? Do you get that?
Yeah, you know, I think that it kind of goes back to what I was talking about before. A lot of the people that we serve in the Heartside area have severe mental health issues. They have substance abuse issues. So in actuality, they are more vulnerable and susceptible to a crime than other people are because of their vulnerable situations that they're currently in with mental health. And so, you know, I think that there's that stigma that Heartside is a dangerous area when it quite actually is not. And if you come down and see how it's flourishing, you know, and the people that we serve and live in that community are part of that neighborhood. So
add to that.
The people that are working in these organizations, I have got to know many of them over the last few months. I'm fairly new to the service area as of last summer, but I've just seen a tremendous amount of dedication and goodwill towards the people that need the help. And I can just say that if you go in these directions, these people are going to be there to help you. And if someone's scared to get these services, it's more likely that they're going to need police service to help them if they're not in one of these facilities, because at least there's a lot of different protocols and things put in place to keep people safe, and they do a great job at it. They've been doing it forever.
Sergeant Atha?
Sometimes I think it's a preconceived mindset of a homeless shelter. And the individuals that do go there, I mean, I like the way Mel Trotter says, you're not homeless, you're experiencing homelessness. And Patricia and Miss Lipscomb, one of the ladies downtown, she made up a good point at the last meeting me and Brian were at. She has something on her computer with an individual holding a sign that says, I used to be your neighbor. And that kind of hits home for me. And there's a lot more services at Mel Trotter than I think people just realize. They're just going to go to bed and they're going to feed you. There's job training. There's chapel. There's so many more things. So it's a preconceived mindset that I think people have that, you know, just think outside that box when you come downtown.
Officer Grooms, the 211 is a good message here, right?
So 211 has offered assistance throughout the state for a lot of different reasons. We mostly dealt as a police department with their criminal justice side of things, but there's, you know, going through a lot of these community meetings downtown, there's really a need to condense all this into some useful information you can just hand out to folks. This makes it a little less confusing. So the United Way, which is in charge of the 211 system, if you dial 211 on your phone, you'll get access to someone there with all this information who can help you over the phone. But the Hearthside Neighborhood Collaboration Project, they work directly with all these agencies downtown, so we teamed up with them and the United Way to get 211 better user-friendly and accessible to the people who need it.
Nice. Officer Brian Groom, Sergeant Richard Atha, thank you again for your service, especially in the Hearthside community. Abby, Adrian, would you share your final comment, please?
Yeah, I just want to thank you to the GRPD community liaison officers for their continued dedication and work. And you can hear, I think, just by listening to these two gentlemen, that they really have a heart for what we're doing down in Hearthside neighborhood and building those relationships. So I just thank you for that. Again, you know, really, if you have questions or you know, concerns or just curiosity, please don't hesitate to contact us at Mel Trotter. We'd be more than happy to come to your business and do a education kind of session for your staff and answer questions around homelessness. And so we welcome, you know, any inquiries that you have.
Thank you, Adrian Goodstall, Vice President of Programs, Mel Trotter Ministries. Appreciate your all your services. Take care.